superintendent, to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to number three on the agenda, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. We have an addenda, item J1, approval of a resolution banning an individual from district property. And we have replacement pages, item K1, cover page, and schedule A10. Item K2, schedule B7, and deletion item K1, schedule A1. Now, turning to the most important, I think, part of the meeting, certainly most enjoyable, is number four, student and staff recognition. Mrs. Pettisich?
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. We are very excited to be honoring our students and staff this evening, and I would like to start with Dr. Alan Baum, principal of Ward Melville High School.
Here. Come on up. You know, every year, we learn of a few students that become an Eagle Scout. Achieving the rank of Eagle Scout is quite an impressive achievement. It takes years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to earn this highly acclaimed honor. In addition to earning over 20 merit badges, candidates for Eagle rank are involved extensively in community service, and only 7% of all Scouts earn the prestigious recognition of Eagle. As difficult as it is to earn Eagle status, earning 20 merit badges is not an easy task. Now imagine for a moment doubling that, or how about tripling that? Now imagine earning every single merit badge offered through scouting. 137 merit badges. Imagine a teenager earning 137 merit badges. It's mind-boggling, on top of being an excellent student at school. Tonight, we are so fortunate to have with us such an individual as John Ninia. He has earned every merit badge offered in scouting. John, I am in awe of your achievement and what you have learned through your journey through scouting. Earning the rank of Eagle Scout is amazing, but earning all offered merit badges is almost beyond comprehension. It is a testament to your character, your determination, and I know that you have been involved in scuba diving, you took lessons in order to learn how to bugle, you were involved in camping, extensive environmental projects, and a plethora of other endeavors. I would imagine that earning 137 merit badges, you probably have said or thought to yourself over and over again when someone raises one of the topics or one of the tasks that you have to do for a merit badge, you probably said to yourself, been there, done that, many times. And I'm very curious, of all the merit badges, can you explain, tell me or all of us, maybe what your favorite merit badge was, the most difficult merit badge, and maybe your least favorite?
All right, so out of every merit badge that I earned, I'd say that the most enjoyable one would have been welding. I never would have thought that I would have ever tried welding, but scouting just exposed me to all these new things and things that I never thought I'd ever try, and I had a great time in doing it, and it was a lot of fun. Most difficult merit badge would have probably been water sports. I remember when I first tried getting the merit badge, I went water skiing, and all summer I kept trying and I couldn't get up on the skis, so I thought maybe this would be the one badge that I wouldn't get. But I kept trying at it, and 2 years later I went to summer camp and I just kept trying the whole week, and finally I got up on the skis and was able to cross the wake a few times, so that was very memorable. And Another one of the more fun ones that I remember doing was horsemanship. Spent a day at a farm and got to ride on horses and whatnot just for the day. Just had a lot of fun and also did all the requirements needed with a group of friends. So it was a good time. Other than that, the rest of them were kind of either just tedious work over a course of a few months, just keeping track of certain things and doing certain tasks, or just fun events. And throughout the whole way, I also had help from my parents and other peers of mine, and we worked together on a lot of the badges, so sometimes it made it a little easier, but yeah, it was a good experience. I'm like the first in the district of the county to earn all the merit badges ever.
John, on behalf of all of us here and Warden Melville, congratulations. You have earned our respect and then some.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, John, stay up.
Not going anywhere yet.
Your last test.
This is your last merit badge.
It is now my pleasure to introduce our Executive Director for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Athletics, Pete Mallory.
Thank you. Good evening. We had another amazing fall season. It's amazing to think that each year we could do better and better, and the details of that are on the website and posted at Ward Melville High School. I'd just like to give you a brief summary before we introduce some of our state qualifiers. We had 19 teams compete, as well as 582 athletes, which we were very proud of because our participation numbers are always extraordinary, but this year they're even higher. We had 8 scholar athlete teams, 237 individual scholar athletes. We won 4 league, 3 county, a Long Island, and a state championship. So it was truly an amazing fall. Tonight we will honor the 28 athletes who qualified for the state championships. And I'd like to start with cross country, boys cross country. Coach DeLuca could not be here tonight, but he asked me to read some words about Eric Zilkowski. Eric, are you here? Can you come up, Eric? Welcome. So as you know, Coach DeLuca has a class tonight he could not get out of, but he wanted me to say, Eric is an all-around great student-athlete. He strives for academic excellence and tremendous performance in his sport of track and cross-country as well. This fall, he ran as our top cross-country runner in every single meet. He placed 16th at the division championship, and he placed 8th at the state qualifier. This winter track season, he's hoping to win the state championship in the 1600. Congratulations, Eric. This time I'd like to call up Coach Carol Cross, our varsity gymnastic coach.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us tonight, Mr. Mallory and the Board of Education. I'd like to bring up my all-state gymnast, Grace O'Sullivan. Grace, can you come up? Grace is a freshman at Murphy Junior High, and this is her first year on the varsity gymnastics team. After being undefeated in the middle school, Grace was up to the challenge. She won 38 events out of 40 she competed in this season. She earned all-league, all-conference, and all-county honors at the dinner. She was awarded the Scholar Athlete Award, receiving 100.4 average GPA this year. We wish Grace a lot of good luck. She represents Suffolk County in Section 11 at Cold Spring Harbor in March. So we'd like to say good luck to Grace. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce our varsity girls tennis coach, Eric Sussin.
Good evening. I'd like to introduce Denise Lai. Denise was with me since she came up in eighth grade, and she has been our first singles for almost all of that time. She's been extremely successful. When I say she's a real deal, she is the real deal. If any of you have not been able to come in and watch some of the girls' tennis, she has another year left, and I hope I can hold her back another year to keep her even more, but you have to see her. She's an excellent player. She qualified for states last year. She was number three in Suffolk County. Only the top three make it to states. She was one of those. She made it again this year, another top three finisher. Made to states, made to the second round again in states, and wound up losing to the girl who won the whole thing. And I sat right there at the court watching this, and I couldn't be more proud to watch her play. It was amazing. Last year, sitting on the court too, but this year especially, when she held her own to the girl that won the whole state, and it was an unbelievable play. So I'm really proud of Denise. She also helped, because we're also a team sport, she helped us capture the county title for the first time in 28 years. So, and she was very instrumental in that. So that's, I'm really glad, and I thank you that you guys are honoring Denise tonight, because she definitely deserves it. Congratulations.
Now I'd like to introduce our head swimming coach, Chris Gordon, girls swimming coach, and our head diving coach, Jeff Perfetti.
Thank you. Tonight I have with me Tori Bogdansky, Riley Gavigan, and Caitlin Ehlers. girls. And who was it? This is three of the five girls that qualified for the state. Sorry, and Sydney Bowles. I didn't see Sydney walk in. Okay. Oh, let me start with my glasses. This is where I failed at the awards night. Thank you very much for putting aside time in tonight's agenda to honor all of the athletes that competed at the state level in their respective sports this past fall. The girls' swimming and diving team sent five athletes to the state meet at Ithaca College this past November. The 400-yard freestyle relay team that included Sydney Bowles, Caitlin Ehlers, Kylie Kramer, and Riley Gavigan finished in 33rd place. Our 200-yard medley relay team of Victoria Bogdansky, Riley Gavigan, Sydney Bowles, and Caitlin Ehlers set a new school record on their way to a third-place finish at the state meet. In addition to these outstanding relay team performances, we had several exceptional individual highlights as well. Ninth grader Sydney Bowles was the Suffolk County champion and also the new school record holder in the 100-yard freestyle. Sydney finished in 19th place at the state meet. Sydney also competed in the 200-yard freestyle, finishing in 12th place, all as a ninth grader. We had another outstanding individual performance by sophomore Riley Gavigan. Riley broke a 27-year-old school record with her time in the 200-yard individual medley. She finished in 18th place at States in the IM. Riley also lowered her own school record in the 100-yard breaststroke, finishing in 10th place at States. These girls were a big part of a very talented group of swimmers that led Ward Melville to the county championship this fall. Thank you.
I want to congratulate the coaches and the entire swim team also on bringing back the county championship again. Tremendous accomplishment. Just before we move to field hockey, as I saw Coach Gordon up here, I just want to mention we're very proud of our athletes as usual, but we kind of set a goal in the summer with the coaching staff to be even better than we've already been, especially in practice. We talked about being upbeat and positive and bringing some fun into the highly competitive atmosphere that we have here at Three Village, Ward Melville High School. And I think we were able to see that. I saw that walking around in practices. It translated into the teams. I felt this fall, our kids had more fun while winning than I've ever seen. And it's a credit to our coaches, because that's a culture that's created, and that was a goal we set. And the reason I thought about it, because I saw Coach Gordon, he's a veteran, he's been here a long time, and he said to me, this is the most fun I've had in the history of my career with these kids. They're great kids, we had a great time, and they won the county championship as well. So I'm very proud of our staff as well as our coaches tonight. And now, the pillar of fun, Coach Sias, our varsity, outstanding varsity girls field hockey coach.
First and foremost, we would like to thank you all for having us here this evening. This season was what one could call perfection, as we and their coaches could not be more proud of these young ladies standing before you. They are the second team in school history to ever win the New York State Championship in the sport of field hockey. Along with that, they are the first team at Ward Melville for field hockey to ever have an undefeated season, finishing their season with a very impressive record of 22-0. With their first game of the season taking them into triple overtime and two more overtime wins to follow, including their state final championship game, these ladies never wandered off from their ultimate goal of taking it all. Every year we have a motto, and this year our motto was heart. All season long they showed with their heart what type of players they were. Players who hustled, evolved, arose, and players who were resilient together. Their hard work, dedication, and grit are a true testament to their success and achievements this season, and we could not be more proud of them. It was a total team effort and such a pleasure to watch. A huge congratulations goes out to these young ladies. Not only have you made history, but you have given Melville Respect, our big motto every single year, the true meaning. We apologize, along with Mr. Mallory saying all of the academic achievements that we have. The girls have a very big physics test tomorrow, and they have tutoring going on. So, but they are here to represent the entire team. So thank you again. This evening we have Kayla Sullivan, Kristen Quinn, Olivia Schmidt, Shannon Coughlin, Kelly Allen, and Sydney Tasman.
Just want to point out about the state championship in field hockey. It was interesting. Just by coincidence, the high school that won the bid to host the state championship was Maine Endowell, and they were the team we had to play. So to play a state championship at somebody's home school is quite extraordinary. We talked about coaches and players. The community is also a vital important. It's a vital part of winning and competing, and the support we had up there was tremendous, to the point where the athletic director standing next to me from Maine Endowell said, "This is embarrassing. This is a home game, and your fans are louder and more supportive than ours." So I thank you to the parents of the field hockey team. And to win on the road, their home team, home school in overtime, is a great accomplishment. We're very proud of you. And quite frankly, being there 3 years in a row, this team just deserved it. And Shannon, you deserved it, and we congratulate all of you. Thank you.
We are very proud of all of our students, our coaches, and our staff for all that you do for our schools. We know that it is a very busy time of year, and there are tests, and we know that you're up very early. So we would not be insulted if our students and their families wanted to depart at this point. Please feel free to stay if you'd like, but you're welcome to leave. And we wish you all a very happy holiday and happy and healthy New Year.
I'd like to turn now to our first public participation session. This can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to 6 minutes and bids. The A is minutes of the November 15th, 2017 meeting. May I have a motion? Dr. Kerman, second Ms. Bovinka. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? The minutes are approved. Turning to B, bid, the cesspool cleaning and tank pump.
This is a renewal of the current year's bid. Same company, same pricing.
Okay, may I have a motion on that? Okay, Mr. Cornwright, second Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning now to 7 reports, we just have one report this evening, and that's our student representative report. Jillian could not be here this evening, but we have Brandon Coughlin making the report.
I would like to first start by congratulating all the students and staff that participated in this year's Ward Melville Musical. Wizard of Oz, they did a phenomenal job as always. Now we see our shift in most clubs and participations now supporting our next biggest event, Adopt a Family, where clubs adopt low-income families and help support them get holiday items for them, such as toiletries, shoes, socks, to really help them receive gifts for their families. We also see a lot of our music groups now building up and preparing for their annual choir festivals for their holiday performances. And lastly, we see the return of Ward Melville's Got Talent and Habitats for Community's newest event, Gingerbread Cook-Off, which will be next week. And this week, Ward Melville's seniors just received news about their senior trip, with more information going to be posted on the Ward Melville website later this week.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Item 8 is items for board discussion. You know, a lot has been written in recent weeks about the pending legislation in Washington, changes in the tax policies and codes, and that how that may impact us. If you've just looked at the recent news on Channel 12, I've seen Mitchell Pally, who is the executive director of the Long Island Housing Coalition, Kevin Law, who is the president of the LIA, discuss these things. I, for one, am very concerned. The New York State School Board Association has come out with a number of articles certainly critical of some of these proposed changes and how it can impact us, education, and so forth. Jeff, I was wondering what some of your thoughts might be at this particular point.
Well, one of the latest proposals that I've seen is, as far as the local tax deduction, would limit the property tax deduction to $10,000. Our average school tax bill is about $11,000. So that would certainly, and that doesn't count the rest of the remaining parts of property tax. So that would certainly have a negative impact on our community, as pretty much most of Long Island and New York State. So we certainly would oppose that. We do need to see the rest of the provisions of what the final bill would be. There may be some increase in the standard deduction, which would not help some people, but it may help senior citizens, for instance. There may be some change in the tax brackets. There's also different proposals regarding the alternative minimum tax. If that were to be eliminated, that would be a positive impact, on especially on a community like ours. The alternative minimum tax, for instance, was first put into place in the, I think it was the 1960s, as a way to eliminate some of the deductions that wealthy taxpayers had. The problem is income amounts that would trigger it were never indexed. So what were wealthy taxpayers in the 1960s are middle class taxpayers now. So it a lot more people are affected by the alternative minimum tax than originally designed. But again, that's one of the proposals, and that may be eliminated, may not. We won't know until it's finally done. But we certainly would not be in favor of any kind of limitation or reduction or elimination of the deductibility of any of the state or local taxes. That would certainly have a negative impact. There's an article in today's newspaper, also of concern to us, that the New York State Board of Regents, each year they release their proposal for state aid for the following year. And usually theirs is a very high proposal, and we know it's going to come in less than that. Their proposal is less than usual, so that's probably not a good sign. Not that we thought we were going to get much of an increase in state aid next year, so I think we could probably count on not getting much of an increase, if any increase at all, in state aid next year. We will know more next month when the governor releases his budget proposal. That's the real starting point for our budget development. Is it gives us at least an idea of where state aid would be. But as we said back to last year, we're not expecting much of an increase in state aid for next year. So the state and local tax changes, that may have a further negative impact in the community. Not necessarily, it doesn't affect us directly, but it could have an increase on our residents' federal taxes.
Thank you very much. Turning to item 9, items for board action. D, the agreement with the town of Brookhaven for sand, salt, general repairs?
This is an agreement we have in place every year. If we need an emergency, some sand or salt from the town of Brookhaven, we have the contract in place. We normally don't need to use it, but we like to have it in place just in case.
May I have a motion, Mrs. Gish, Mrs. Germano? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, approved change order number one, Thermotech combustion.
This is in some of the work that we're doing in the high school. We had to add a split unit air conditioning system in one area. And so this change order is an increase of $3,900.
Okay, we have a motion on that. Dr. Kerman, second Ms. Blavinka. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, the approval of amendment to contract with outside service provider for special educational services. Mr. Kornreich? Ms. Regolia? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, the acceptance of donations.
We have two violins being donated by Mrs. Margaret Parker, who is a district resident, to the music department. $500 from the Gelinas PTSA to be used by the newspaper club at Gelinas. A check for $1,500 from the Ferguson Foundation to be used at the Ward Mobile High School Habitat for Humanity Club, and a number of books being donated to the Minnesota Elementary School's library by the Stipe family.
Okay, Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, approved participation in educational field trips funded through the Perkins for basic secondary grant.
The Eastern Suffolk BOCES has some field trips that they're able to provide, which are funded through the Perkins grant. Part of the requirements of that grant is that each participating school district pass a resolution authorizing participation.
We have a motion on that. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, the revision of 2017-18 impartial hearing offices.
We have one addition and one deletion.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the 2018-19 new courses and course name changes request. Scanlon?
Yes, the Curriculum Development Council has approved the attached list of courses for next school year. They went through all of these presentations were made by the department chairs or lead teachers in each of those areas.
We have a motion on that, please. Ms. Regolia, second. Dr. Kerman. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J1, the approval of resolution banning an individual from district property. May I have a motion on that? Dr. Kerman?
Second.
Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K1, personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary, anything? Nothing unusual in that, too. And turning to K2, the personnel matters non-instructional. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Subcommittee and Accommodations 504 planning meetings for the meeting dates stated. We have a motion on that. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to M, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Regolia, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to 10, informational items of interest. Are there any items?
Hello, everyone. Just a couple of things. I'd like to thank Brandon for being Uncle Henry in the musical. He was fantastic. I'd like to congratulate him. Boston University is very happy to accept him for biochem, so I'm so proud of you, Brandon. I'd like to thank Mrs. Gish, because those 10 fingers did a lot of sewing and fixing, and when Dorothy's costume was falling apart halfway through, she fixed that and made slits for the harnesses, so thank you so much for all that you do. She's already looking ahead to doing costumes at Jolina's. As we didn't even leave Ward Melville Saturday night, and she was talking about Jolina's. I'd like to also mention that whole musical at Ward Melville. Well, Linda Contino is brilliant and amazing, and she works magic. I think she's the real wizard. However, I'd like to give props to all of the students that do stage crew and stage managing and the sets and the music. The big poster that you saw on Old Town Road was designed by students. It is a student-run production. The amount of students that pull off that show like professionals. There's a whole thread on Three Village Connection. Deanne and I put up as much as we could. And a mom commented about her son doing Dorothy's harness. And I said, well, please thank your son for me, because I held my breath every time. Her son was in charge of keeping my kid alive. So that's brilliant. They trained hard. They worked hours. Brandon, what were you there? Hours, thousands of hours since September?
Yeah, like we were after school almost every single day till the latest bus.
Even later.
But like the crew, they did so much more. They were here on weekends, every hour of the school. Like if they had a free period, they were down there fixing the lights, fixing the sound, pretty much inside the building until they were like forced to leave. The work they just do every year is like absolutely incredible.
And on top of that, they're going to classes and taking their tests and everything else. So this is a student-run show, and, I mean, well, let's give Linda her props. But what she gets and Mr. Rogers, it's just nothing short of amazing. I had guests come from other districts, and they clearly said, this does not happen. One friend turned to me and said, you know, other districts don't do it this way. I acted humble like I didn't know that. Even with having a pit, a sunken pit. We are so, so lucky here. So thank you, Brandon, for being a part of that. I'm so proud of everyone. And also, we have Jolina's Cabaret coming up January 5th, 7 o'clock. Students and teachers doing some singing and dancing and entertainment to raise money for their theater program. $20 adults, $12 kids. Players at Ward Melville has their one acts coming up, and they're just asking for a food donation. So if you can make one act, I believe it's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go see a show. There are student written productions as well. And Charlie Brown is coming up at Ward Melville, which is nice to bring the kids to at this time of year. So I just wanted to chime in my 2 cents. Thank you.
Good job.
Anyone else? Anyone else? I'd like to turn now to our second public participation. As I said before, this can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Gish. A happy holiday to each and every one of you. Thank you.